100 miles per gallon. Now that's progressive. And sitforless.com, the home of the True Black Aeron chair by Herman Miller, and now offering the Zodi office chair by Hayworth at sitforless.com. Coming up, a profile of Secretary of Treasury Henry Paulson and a report on the presidential campaign's battle for the show-me state of Missouri as Morning Edition continues here on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3.
Today's broadcast is made possible in part by a grant from the Finn Group. With offices on Decatur's north side, the Finn Group provides businesses and industries with organizational consulting, executive coaching, and succession and retirement planning. The Finn Group, 876-7002, or at thefinngroup.com.
Meteorologist Scott Oltoff says it will be cloudy today, and we have a chance of rain coming in later after some patchy morning fog. Then cooler temperatures, more fall-like weather for the rest of the week. Scott will have details on the weather in about 4 minutes following this hour's report of AM 580 News at 7:31, 58 degrees on Friends Plaza. Good morning, I'm Jay Pierce. Illinois financial regulators are offering help to individuals concerned about the current economic crisis. The state's Department of Financial and Professional Regulation has put together details on its website to help you better understand your personal financial situation, from home mortgages to savings accounts. Secretary Dean Martinez says you don't have to be an economic expert to use it.
It's set up for that people who have very basic questions about financing will have the ability to ask the appropriate questions, but first educate themselves on what that question should be.
Visitors to the site, idfpr.com, can check their credit report and check to see if their bank account is federally insured, among other things. Martinez says people should use the economic uncertainty to review their long-range plans. And again, that website is idfpr.com. The Illinois Supreme Court has suspended the law license of former Sangamon County Assistant State's Attorney Jake Kelly, for admitted drug use. Kelly's 2-year suspension from the bar is because of cocaine and marijuana use and begins on October the 7th. The court's action follows a recommendation of the Attorney Regulatory and Disciplinary Commission that reports Kelly bought and used drugs several times between 2001 and 2005. He resigned his office in 2006. The suspension could be stayed after 1 year, followed by a second year of probation. A message left for Kelly over the weekend wasn't immediately returned. Kelly began practicing law in Illinois in 2001. Families and friends attended a ceremony yesterday afternoon at Assembly Hall in Champaign to honor 240 members of the 33rd Infantry Brigade Combat Team preparing for deployment. The National Guard soldiers will help Afghanis rebuild their fledgling army and police forces. Sergeant First Class Anthony Bergstrom says it's difficult to leave his 3-month-old and 3.5-year-old daughters to serve in Afghanistan, but he says the children gave him motivation to go.
It's hard to leave them, but in the same sense, they're the reason that we do it.
Bergstrom has been in the Guard for 21 years. It's his second deployment. Several veterans and members of the military attended the ceremony to support the soon-to-be-deployed. Captain Randolph Edwards says he was in the same shoes 2 years ago when he was preparing to be deployed to Iraq.
Having been there, I know what the emotions and everything that they're going through as well. And I support everything they do, and I'm proud of them, and I just want everyone of them to come back safe.
This is the largest deployment of the Illinois National Guard since World War II. The soldiers will be gone for about a year. The Indianapolis Star is reporting that teachers who get in trouble with the law in Indiana don't necessarily risk their teaching licenses. That's because the state's system of reporting and background checks lags those in other states. Unlike other states, Indiana does not require schools and police to report the most recent teacher misconduct to state education officials. Instead, prosecutors and school superintendents are required to report only if teachers are convicted of certain felonies, kidnapping, dealing drugs, or sex crimes against children. The Department of Education conducts criminal background checks with Indiana and checks newspaper clippings for educators who have been arrested, but the Star found that other states do much more, including FBI, national background checks, and requiring police to report teachers' arrests to state education officials. Our next report of AM 580 News will be at 8:30 with headlines at 8:06. I'm Jay Pierce.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in St. Joseph and Tuscola. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
At 7:35, meteorologist Scott Olthoff joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Morning, Scott.
Good morning, Jay.
A little chill in the air after we get through another day of, fairly decent temperatures. We'll be in the 70s today, I guess.
Yeah.
And then some rain this afternoon and evening?
Actually, it may come in this morning. Oh. It's already raining Lincoln right now, moving into the blooming area in the next half hour or so.
Better run down and roll up my car windows.
Yeah, you better do that and maybe grab an umbrella if you're heading out the door. But there is a weakening trend in the storms. The storms are racing ahead of the cold front. Cold front's still way back in Iowa, and there's a line of storms that race across northwest and western Illinois, across the Mississippi River that in the past couple hours.